You're listening to Race to Win Radio with Jeff Holtzclaw.
All right, now let's go to our phone lines and let's bring in our very first guest of the day, Bill Elliott Racing's Casey Roderick. Welcome to the show, Casey.
I appreciate you having me.
Great to have you on. Casey is the driver of the number 9 Bill Elliott Driver Development Ford, and he also drove the number 51 Dodge to a second place finish in his very first ARCA Remax race. That is an impressive job, Casey.
Well, I appreciate it. I had a really good car that James Finch and Bill Elliott prepared for me. Very excited to, propel to second place for them and, for my first ARCA race.
So what was it like getting out there and running with these ARCA Remax guys your first time out there?
It was a lot of fun. I never would have expected, us qualifying third and, coming into the first race. I just wanted to get, a good solid top 10 qualifying spot and, stay out of trouble in the race and, finish top 5, top 10 there. But, I made a little mistake there on pit row before we got going and put me to the rear. But, after looking back on it, I think that's the best thing that could have happened to us.
Yeah, you went. It didn't take you long to get from the rear to running up front with that. As good as a car you had and as good of a driver as you are, I guess.
Well, I appreciate that, but, I was just trying to stay calm there at the beginning. My spotter, Steve Barkaw, was, trying to, fight the point that, we stopped, and, I misunderstood him in the driver's meeting. I thought they said once we get out on the track, you can't stop, but I guess that wasn't the case. But anyway, I was trying to stay calm and, just try to make the best of it.
Did it make you nervous knowing that this was, like, the final ARCA race and being up there racing with Lofton and Clareman?
No, I wasn't nervous at all. I was real excited to be able to race with them, and I couldn't wait to get the show on the road and have fun racing with them. But, it was pretty cool being in the mix of, their battle there between the points championship. And just to be able to run up front with them guys was just unbelievable. I never would have expected that.
Well, I heard you had a little bit of excitement towards the end of the race with Justin there. Could you tell us about it?
Yeah, I got a little loose off 4. And, he got a good run off 4 also. And he looked to the inside of me going into 1, and we were side by side. And, when you're going that fast with these kind of cars, you get the aero taken away from you, and you get real loose, the guy on the inside does. So, once I realized we were that close going into 1, I was trying to give him as much room as possible. So I moved up the racetrack when I seen that. So, I gave him plenty enough room and, no problems there.
Well, he paid you a high compliment, saying that both of you could have really taken each other out with that move. But I say you did a great job if you're getting a compliment like that from Justin. How has Bill Elliott helped you besides getting you started? Has he given you a lot of calming and great experience, as far as driving?
Yes, he has. During that race, him on top of the box was, pretty cool to have. Not everybody gets to have Bill Elliott on top of their box, so... he was just keeping me calm, and I'd start overcharging the corners, and so he'd come on the radio and keep me straight. He'd straighten me out and say, ease it in the corner, and, that way you can get off really good. So, he's a great driving coach, and he's been doing this a lot of years, and, what better way to have, Bill Elliott on top of your box for your first ARCA race.
Absolutely. I know we all know what kind of driver Bill Elliott is, but I take it he's a pretty good crew chief, too.
Yeah, he is. We had 2 Wood Brothers guys, David Hyder's car chief, Dwayne, he was there, and his helper. And I thought they were going to be on top of the box during the race, but they actually pitted for Ken Schrader. So, that left Bill and Jim Barfield on top of my box calling the shot. So that was pretty cool.
Absolutely.
Well, that's interesting. Dwayne was in the pit crew of mine on my first ARCA race at South Boston. He's a intelligent guy and helps that Wood Brothers team be fast everywhere they unload this year. How did you get hooked up with Bill Elliott? How does that all transpire, and what's the future hold? It's a good way to end the year. You have momentum and feel good all through the winter. What's the future look like?
Well, I met Bill at Atlanta Motor Speedway, racing legend cars at the summer of 2008. And, you know, he just started his program, and, you know, I was helping Chase a little bit running those legend cars. So I just kind of met him through them, through the Thursday Thunder Series, and it led into what it is now. And I don't know what the future is for next year. You know, like you said, we got a lot of momentum right now. You know, hopefully we can carry that into next year with a couple more ARCA races. But we're looking for sponsorship opportunities, and, you know, hopefully we'll be able to get that.
Casey, you also were able to capture the Speed51.com Pro Shocks Shock of the Week Award. That you know, that had to feel pretty good to be able to bring that home with your second-place finish as well, right?
Yeah, that was really cool. You know, good little award there, and you know, I was glad I was able to get that. That was pretty cool.
Are you going? I know you said that you were still not sure what's up for next year. Are you going to still continue to drive for Bill Elliott, or is there any chance, you know, as you hit the appropriate age, that you could race for Phoenix Racing?
Well, that'd be great. But right now, I'm sticking with Bill, and you know, he's helped me a lot, and you know. If something comes along with, you know, with Phoenix Racing, Bill will be a part of it. And, you know, the way this deal works is, you know, he's helping me out, but at the same time, if he helps me make it, I'm gonna return the favor. So, hopefully I can do that one day, and, you know, be glad that he helped me one day.
I know that you're still looking for sponsorship, and I was just wondering if there are any more races on the docket for 2009.
I race not this weekend, but next weekend at Music City in Nashville, and it's a gas race, last race of the season for the gas race, and we're trying to get some sponsorship for the World Crown 300 at Gresham Motorsports Park, and also for the Snowball Derby. That's the races left we have, and. You know, I'm not sure if we're going to be able to run all of them.
Well, if anyone out there is listening and they would like to sponsor this young, talented driver, you can contact Bill Elliott Racing at 706-265-3030, and I'm sure they'd be glad to put you on a car and help you get exposure with this talented guy. One last question before we let you run here, Casey. As far as you're making your debut this past weekend at ARCA, what went into saying, you know, this is when we're going to make our debut and we're going to do it with this team and all that? What all planning went into doing that?
Well, you know, I was here working at Bill's shop, and I was getting this car ready, and he come in and said, hey, we're going to take that car up to Phoenix Racing. And I was like, okay. And he said that James Finch was going to help us get it going for that open ARCA test. And so we did that, got the car ready, and had a really good run at the test. And you know, I'm not sure what, you know, what made him decide to, you know, do this last race at Rockingham. That was really cool to, you know, have him come up to me and say, hey, we're going to go run. And Bill's the kind of guy that, you know, he won't say nothing till it's, you know, ready to go, and you know, he's fired up about it. So that was really cool to experience that. I thought I was never going to get to experience that, but it finally came.
And you did a great job, and you definitely represented yourself well. We thank you for coming on the show with us today. Appreciate you calling in, taking time out to give us a ring, and it was a joy to talk to you. Best of luck on your remaining races this year, and best of luck 2010. Hopefully you'll be able to move on up to bigger and better things and run up front every week.
Well, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.